Listening Library presents Little Brother by Cory Doctorow. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn. Chapter 1. I'm a senior at Cesar Chavez High in San Francisco's Sunny Mission District, and that makes me one of the most surveilled people in the world. My name is Marcus Yallo, but back when this story starts, I was going by W1N5T0N, pronounced Winston. Not pronounced W1N5T0N, unless you're a clueless disciplinary officer who's far enough behind the curve that you still call the Internet the Information Superhighway. I know just such a clueless person, and his name is Fred Benson, one of three vice principals at Cesar Chavez. He's a sucking chest wound of a human being, but if you're going to have a jailer, better a clueless one than one who's really on the ball.
Marcus Yallo,
he said over the PA one Friday morning. The PA isn't very good to begin with, and when you combine that with Benson's habitual mumble, you get something that sounds more like someone struggling to digest a bad burrito than a school announcement. But human beings are good at picking their names out of audio confusion. It's a survival trait. I grabbed my bag and folded my laptop three-quarters shut, I didn't want to blow my downloads, and got ready for the inevitable.
Report to the administration office immediately.
My social studies teacher, Mrs. Galvez, rolled her eyes at me, and I rolled my eyes back at her. The man was always coming down on me. Just because I go through school firewalls like wet Kleenex, spoof the gate recognition software, and nuke the snitch chips they track us with. Galvez is a good type anyway.